7.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the Sunday night edition of the show. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you on this Sunday evening. We are actually live. Most radio shows don't do a live show on Sunday nights, but we're a little different than...
Especially Super Bowl Sunday, right? Like,
oh, I heard there was some kind of football game going on.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I would guess that the vast majority of radio talk show hosts, even the ones that might be on a Sunday night, which I can tell you, on syndicated shows, I believe Open Lines Current Event syndicated shows, there are two. And I would guess that they're mailing it in on this Sunday night. Just a guess.
Is it like Christmas and New Year's? It's up there at the sacred days of the year.
I'd say that Super Bowl might, I'd say it goes right up there with Christmas, even more so than maybe Easter, unless you talk about chocolate bunnies. I mean, that kind of compliance with Easter.
Well, we are going to talk about this tonight, but first, I would like to let people know how they can get in touch with the show. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. And the way to do that is by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We try to make it easier for you to remember by putting a little word in her number. You can also get in touch with us on Skype. And the way to do that is find lrn.fm on Skype. Send us a contact request. We'll accept your request. And then you can call in on Skype. It's that easy. So we'd love to hear from you tonight about anything that's on your mind, assuming that you are listening live. And I would be willing to bet, gentlemen, that there are a fair amount of people who are not watching this sacred football game tonight. And I think we're going to talk about that, but right now we're going to start off the show. We do actually have a call on the line. Jared is listening in Michigan on the AMP lines, and I'm going to bring him on. Jared, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Brian, Stephanie, Mark.
Hi.
A couple of days ago, someone brought up a topic that really fascinates me. It was about voting on the ballot for laws, and it was a critique that I believe that the caller had about New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it? Tell me one more time. Repeat the statement. A critique about
New Hampshire, because
about ballot
New
referendums.
Hampshire, you guys,
okay,
right? You reference. Guys can't vote on laws. Like, you can't get enough people to sign a petition, put it on the ballot, and vote for it.
Oh, I think I remember hearing this conversation. So if I can recall, I'm a little hazy on the political details because it's not my area of expertise, but I think Daryl was on the show. And
he's the right one to have on for that. He's a bit of an expert.
He is a political savant.
He is a genius.
That way. And so he said something to the effect of New Hampshire does not have ballot referendums, and then there was a discussion about that. So, yeah, go ahead with your thoughts, Jared.
It's inconclusive if you really look into it. I've lived in states that have had ballot voting and other states that don't. And if you look at, say, New Hampshire and Indiana, relatively freer states compared to others, they don't have voting by the ballot. New York and New Jersey don't have ballot voting. They're really not that free. Where on the other side, Oregon and Washington, they vote on hundreds of things all the time, and they've got a lot of freedom that other states don't. But then there's California, which is a nightmare, and they vote on everything, too. And the two things that I find that is the flaw with voting on the ballot is, one thing, like Mark said, people like to vote for free stuff that other people pay for, but also people are quick to vote on things that restrict activities that they don't like. For example, North Dakota has the most draconian smoking ban as of last year, and they even include an e-cigarette as a lighted cigarette. So you can't even use an e-cigarette in a bar 20 feet from a door. And then, a lot of people to protect themselves at the expense of other people. Like California capped off property taxes for existing homeowners in the 70s, I believe, and that just resulted in the state income tax rate skyrocketing and newer property owners have to pay a higher rate. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to tell. You can spin it either way, but generally speaking, I don't really think that direct voting gives people any more freedom. I
would agree with you there.
I think it's interesting that you've looked at, I think it's brilliant that you go and you look at the states that have this and take a look. But in Florida, this basically happened, the first Free Talk Live show that happened more than 10 years ago. Ian and
which you can hear at archives.freetalklive.com.
Through the peer-to-peer download?
Yeah, you have to download a torrent. But
a torrent. Yeah. Okay, that's the term. So you can go listen to that show, but it was the first show was, to some extent, about a... It wasn't a referendum, because in Florida, you can vote... A majority of people can vote to make something the constitutional. Maybe it's a supermajority.
Right, but not out of state law.
But
right.
It makes it the Constitution, not a law, which is essentially, you know, the same thing. So I think it was in the same one where they were voting to make it illegal to smoke in restaurants and bars or something like that, and, you know, just about every businesses in general.
Everything but point like, on that.
Everything but, like, cigars and stuff.
Jared has a point.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of comical if you think about it, because in the state of Florida, it's not legal to smoke in a restaurant. It's unconstitutional to smoke in a restaurant. Like,
exactly
how the
true.
Heck does that end up happening? You know, it's kind of comical.
In the same, election, there was also a super train that they were proposing that was going to run between, like, Tampa, Orlando, and Miami or something like that. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, I love choo-choos. And they voted for that. And there was another one that was on, like, the pigs can't have such a small amount of space or something like that. I'm not exactly even sure what it means. But all these completely uneducated people voting on the amount of space that a pig needs to have while being raised. As if you want them voting on, say, brain surgery. Oh, no. A brain surgeon can only use the super ultra-sharp knife, not the sharp knife, or whatever. You know, like,
exactly
they're going
right.
to tell experts how to go about doing their business.
I think people think that they want to feel like they're being heard, but, of course, the process of voting is not genuinely being heard, right?
Because how come we didn't vote on that? What kind of fuel we use for the space shuttle? I mean, for God's sake, it's because the electorate is full of morons. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, we could use...
I think people know how best to run their own lives, but, you know, it's not genuine input. Go ahead, Jared.
I'm willing to bet that if you took a look at all the questions in total that have made it to state ballots, that they're probably, the majority of them have to do with either restricting freedom, whether it's, you know, we got to stop the gays or we got to stop this or that, than it does with either rolling back or restriction or something else. I'm willing to bet if you were to look around, I'm sure some political guru can do that. You know, some people are fascinated by the ballot stuff. I am, but not as much as a lot of people. But, you know, on the other hand, in Michigan, we got the medical marijuana law, and the only way it happened was through the ballot voting. And in Michigan, we're the most difficult state to get something on the ballot. But if you do, to overturn something on the ballot, you don't need two-thirds of the legislator. You need three-fourths of them. So basically, it's stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, there are positives, but I just don't, I mean, I can't imagine a bunch of people in any given place to vote on something that either they don't understand or they don't care about, because chances are whatever activity that is that you may like is probably going to go bye-bye. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Yep, Jared, thanks for the call tonight.
I think it's interesting. You know, is this ballot referendum thing, I mean, is it a good idea or a bad idea? Because it's certainly worked in many areas, as far as marijuana legalization has gone on in two states in this country, both by ballot measures. Also, you know, legalization of gay marriage. So you see some...
But there are probably lots of places where most people would like marijuana decriminalized or legalized, whatever, and... They have ballot voting, and yet it's not legal, right? So, why is that? That's sort of the unseen aspect.
Right, and I think that, maybe it would be good for New Hampshire, maybe it wouldn't be good for New Hampshire, but getting it changed would require a constitutional measure, which would be very difficult to do. And one thing that you can point out about New Hampshire is that since we have 400 legislators, as opposed to the vast majority of the states, which probably have, I don't know, 100 tops.
Well, they also have more people.
Right, and they have significantly more people, so it's the ratio is, I think the ratio in New Hampshire, it's something like 4,000, maybe 5,000 per people per legislator.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And, my town, it's even
I still don't think, they can represent me.
No, I don't think I think that's laughable, the terminology.
Or that they could represent more than two people who don't agree on absolutely everything.
I'm using the term legislator, they're legislating, certainly. Representing, I don't believe. They're certainly legislating.
Okay.
And, New Hampshire was the first state to legalize gay marriage through the legislature. And I think to some extent that is because it's, 400 people. There's no money in being a legislator in the state.
Yeah, it's just... it feels so arbitrary to me, right? Because why haven't they legalized marijuana? Why haven't they taken the laws about adultery and divorce off the books? I mean, it's arbitrary what gets legalized. Anyway, 855-450-FREE, that's our phone number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype LRN.FM. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. We're going to talk about what Americans think about what determines the outcome of the Super Bowl.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight, just like every night, because Free Talk Live is actually live 7 nights a week. Pretty unusual in the world of talk radio, too. And the way to call us is by dialing 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype. Add lrn.fm as a contact, and we can put you on the air that way, too.
So, on Liberty Forum weekend, the Silver Circle is going to be screening at a restaurant called Chunky's on Thursday night at 9 p.m.
So, are there people listening who are wondering what the Liberty Forum is?
It's probably a good idea to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberty Forum, sponsored by the Free State Project, is an opportunity for you to come to New Hampshire, experience New Hampshire, and hear a bunch of great speakers that we're going to have there. Tom Woods, I know, is on the list. Declan McCullough, Jeffrey Tucker. I know that, let's do this.
Thaddeus Russell, the, what is it called, the Renegade History of the U.S. or something like that.
That'll be a good one.
And the paleo guy, the diabetes warrior. We looked up his name last week on the air and forgot it again. He's the diabetes warrior.
That author from Boing Boing, too, is going to be there again.
Oh, Cory Doctorow. I knew his name.
Couldn't remember his name off the top of my head.
This is embarrassing.
Well, I wasn't ready for a Liberty Forum read.
Well, that's good because now people have context and they know what the Liberty Forum is.
You can find out about the Liberty Forum and get tickets at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And that's the same place that you're going to go to get tickets for Silver Circle's screening of their movie. And I believe that this is going to be like a premiere screening, at least one of them. They've had a couple of like a rough cut premiere and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. And by the way, I think some of the luminaries that are going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum are going to the Silver Circle screening.
I've heard that there's going to be one of the very, very big names, one of the keynotes.
Yeah, I think Tom Woods is going.
I think so, yeah.
And by the way, also, are you going, Mark? Do you have a
I can't.
You're going to do Free Talk Live.
It's at 8:15.
Well, I'm off that night, so I am going to the movies.
Same here.
Brian and I are going to make it a date, and I have tickets already, so you could go to the movies with us.
$15 gets you luxury seating, finger foods, and transportation, which will be important.
That's a deal. Usually it's $15 for a ticket. You go to the normal theater, and you have to pay for your own popcorn.
Yes. So you can go with your Free State Project friends, including Tom Woods and Stephanie, for the theatrical event you don't want to miss. It's Rebels Fighting the Fed with Real Money, Silver Circle, Thursday night, February the 21st at 9 p.m. Just go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
Sounds great. Okay, well, you know, I had teased a story about what Americans think determines the outcome of the Super Bowl. But I think we're going to take some calls first because Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Edwin, listening in Skokie, Illinois. Edwin?
Hi.
Erwin. I'm sorry. I read your name wrong. Excuse me, Erwin.
Hi. Well, I'm a great fan of satellite radio. I know it's sour grapes with some of the states and the politicians trying to change their Electoral College rules, but in a lot of ways, I think the reform might kind of be a good and more of a fair idea. For instance, in states like Illinois, New York, that are California, that are always, you know, now you figure a blue state's going to vote Democratic, but some districts are just like totally phased out and not counted. And if there was some votes available to Republicans in some other areas of these states, at least it would force them to campaign and even distribute some of these dollars now of media money.
If New York really wanted to solve some, problems, I don't think voting reform is going to help anything. What they need to do is everything above the Catskills needs to secede from the rest of the state.
Where are the Catskills?
The Catskills, they kind of separate upstate New York from New York City.
Okay.
And if they did that, then they could cause some real change. The voting system in New York, I understand what you're saying, like that reform could help there because it is a mess, and New York is very unique in its voting system. But that's what really needs to happen. They need to break, at least turn into two states if they want any kind of real accurate change. Because the bulk, what most people don't know is that New York in general, you know, people say like, oh, it's a blue state. It's completely controlled by New York City. Nothing,
and that's a small part.
Yeah, and that's a very small part of the state. The rest of the state, it looks like Wyoming. I mean, it's just all farms, you know. And the bulk of the people, I'm from upstate New York, and the bulk of people there are, you know, they're by and large Republican, whatever that means. But your point's valid. I just wanted to say that if they wanted any real change, that's what they need to do.
Well, Illinois is kind of the same situation where
they're controlled by Chicago.
Right. Cook County especially controls almost, you know, so much population, whereas the southern part of the state, just a few counties south of Chicago,
Yeah, you're right.
He'll have a lot of Republican votes. And I was just thinking, too, to all these radio and television stations in smaller markets that are totally cut out now, where all the media money was going to Ohio and Virginia, and these, you know, states that were supposed to be contested this last election. And, you know, to me, you know, that's not fair that, you know, so many of these smaller stations and smaller markets that could see some of this, multi-million dollar.
I don't think it would fit. I don't think it would fix that. I mean, you know, businesses are trying to reach people because at that point you would change it into a national campaign, right? If we got rid of the Electoral College, so they'd just be advertising to major metros, and they'd be paying money to, you know, the top 100 markets,
right?
And the bottom 200 markets would be left out in the cold again. So it's not going to get money to little radio stations, or probably maybe TV stations, but certainly not little radio stations. I don't think.
Ed Irwin, final thoughts?
Well, again, I just thought it sour grapes, and there's been a lot of talk about it, but again, some of these districts, and again, force the candidates to campaign a little bit in states that they really don't have to spend any time in it at all, that even before, months before an election.
Irwin, now, I mean, I can predict. Go ahead.
Irwin, thank you for the call tonight.
I can predict what direction California is going to go in the next presidential election. You know, I'm going to say it's going to go Democrat.
Yeah.
Just
a
guess.
I'm also going to guess it's going to go Democrat in the next one. Assuming we have an election in 8 years, yep, it's going to go Democrat then. And 16 years, yep, a Democrat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't have to campaign there at all unless you're doing fundraisers for Hollywood stars. You know, you really don't have to do any of that. I kind of feel like this, let's go from the Electoral College to a general vote for the president thing. Although it's a, you know, maybe an okay idea.
Well, the Electoral College is created for horse and buggy, not for the digital world.
Agreed. I think it might be a good idea, but I don't think that it's, I think it's one of those deck chairs on the Titanic.
I'm going to quote,
would look good over there.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
going to quote Emma Goldman here and saying, if voting mattered, it would be illegal.
Right on.
If voting changed anything.
Especially in a presidential election.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mike, listening in Indiana. Mike?
Yeah, good show. Good show tonight.
Thanks
might
a
be
lot.
Way off topic. With
that's
this.
Fine. You can bring up anything that's on
live.
Your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 58 years old, and I've got a question about our ambassador dying in Libya.
All right.
I'm just amazed at it, there was a little commotion after it happened for a little while, but it's just nobody seems to care. Nothing seems to have been.
That does seem to have fizzled out. Yeah, we can hear you, Mike. I'm getting a little bit of echo, so I'm going to put you on hold, if you would. Hold with us through the break, and we'll talk about this more coming up here in a moment on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about what happened in Benghazi or anything else that's on your mind, give us a call, or Skype at lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Stay tuned.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to be with you tonight. 855-450-FREE is our phone number where you can call about anything that's on your mind. And unlike those other shows, we are not taking tonight off. It's Super Bowl Sunday, right? But we're here doing a show live for you. And we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE or Skype lrn.fm. By the way, our website is freetalklive.com. At the website, you will find a unique feature where people can submit their own stories. And sometimes we check that for show prep. If you have a story you'd like to submit to the Free Talk Live website, you can find out how to do so right on the front page, just freetalklive.com. You got to make an account, but you can send the story in. People will vote it up or down, depending on if they like or dislike it, and the most voted up ones will get to the top of the page, which is constantly changing. So I think there are some people who look at it as a source of news. So it creates a little crowdsourced blog there at freetalklive.com.
For Valentine's Day, well, candy's been a part of Valentine's Day for as long as I can remember. But, you know,
that's a long time.
I hear it's a relatively new holiday made by, like, Hallmark or something.
I believe that.
Yeah. I don't know when. I know who does.
Yeah, I doubt it has anything to do with St. Valentine.
Anyway, you can go to statelesssweets.com and get some real candies for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day
season. Ooh, I love Stateless Sweets.
And they have paleo and diabetic-friendly options. I believe you've got some of the paleo sweets this week.
Mm-hmm. We've got a personal testimonial here. So I was so excited when I heard that Stateless Sweets was offering paleo-friendly treats that I went over to the website and I ordered some chocolate orange somethings. They were really good.
Okay.
They were good.
They were amazing. Brian had some too.
Oh, yeah.
So I ordered them and, you know, I had a particularly stressful week. I came home and I was like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so glad the week is over. And then I thought, ooh, maybe my chocolates are here. This would be a perfect way to end off the day today. So I checked the mail, and voila, there they were. And they were so good that I just didn't know what to do with. I was beside myself with joy. And it turns out
you're somebody who really likes food. You seem to be totally into the visceral thing. And I think it's high praise.
I was so happy to have these chocolates. And not only that, but I got some things that I didn't expect in the order. I thought I was just going to get the chocolates. And, you know, I was happy about that. I paid with Bitcoins, which was really cool.
Right. You can use
happy
Bitcoins
to be able
to
do that. There's lots of different forms of payment at Stateless Sweets. And so not only did I get these chocolates, but I also got another batch to taste test, because I guess Jillian knows that I'm a connoisseur of paleo foods.
So what else was there, and was it good?
The second batch has not arrived. I just got an email from her, and there was a dime card in there, silver dime card.
Sweet.
So I just thought that was so cool. That's an extra bonus.
And the next time you order, here's a little hint. Use coupon code FTL, save 10%.
Ah.
StatelessSweets.com. If you're gonna do this for Valentine's Day, you need to do it pretty quickly, because I know that the orders are already piling up, and she needs to be able to get them out by Valentine's Day. So go ahead and get your order in, StatelessSweets.com.
Very professional presentation, too, I have to say.
Nice.
Like, a big part of the experience of ordering candy is it comes in a really nice package, you know.
Oh, this was high class.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Very classy.
StatelessSweets.com.
Ringing endorsement. So, unfortunately, Mike dropped off the line, but he wanted to talk about Benghazi and the killing there. Do you want to revisit that topic?
I guess. I mean, this is...
He was surprised, I think, that nothing has really happened with it recently. It did sort of seem to fizzle out.
I guess, it looked like a really partisan argument, which was, you know, the sort of the Republicans were like, oh, this is terrible. I think nobody's happy that a U.S. embassy got overran, but it seemed like the Republicans were trying to blame the Democrats for it, and then they stepped too far and said that Hillary Clinton, who was having like some kind of aneurysm or something, had Benghazi flu. So they looked like they at that point had a very difficult time asking her questions around the foot in their face. so I mean, I think that Benghazi is going to go down as a footnote in U.S. history simply because people overstepped their concern over it.
I see. So, okay, gentlemen, I think we're going to switch gears a little bit. If you want to call the show, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. You can also Skype lrn.fm. Now, I've wanted to talk about this because it is Super Bowl Sunday. I actually had forgotten about this until I kind of woke up and saw the world today.
There were times this week when I was like, I wonder when that Super Bowl is happening. Did it happen already?
I actually thought it might have been last week or something. That's how out of touch I was with the world of sports. But
I pretty much remain out of touch with the world of sports.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, personally, I'm not a fan of football. I see, I just don't prefer to watch it. I don't even think I know the rules of the game. But I know a lot of people out there are. And apparently, Brian has found a story where there's a poll of Americans about...
Well, it's actually a study, apparently, of some kind.
Mm-hmm. So a study of Americans.
A study.
Yeah.
A study sounds more science-y.
Yeah.
A poll is just when you poll people, when you ask them a question, right, and then they answer. A study may have a more scientific element, like they may try to represent the accurate demographics that reflect the general population or something like that.
Gotcha.
We'll find out more detail about this, but this happens to be a study about what Americans think determines the outcome of the Super Bowl. What do you think about this, Mark?
I would assume that, there's the movie Any Given Sunday, that to some extent it's luck. I didn't think it was that bad, but I'm no movie critic.
It's actually the only movie I ever walked out on.
Really?
Yeah.
I have walked out on movies. I did not walk out on this one. I just thought that was interesting. There's two phrases. I had never heard the term Any Given Sunday before, which I know makes me, the sports noob. I gotcha. And the other one is there's no such thing as $1,000 hookers, only $1,000 Johns, which I thought was really interesting. It points out that there are, different kinds of buyers and sellers.
You were there for Al Pacino. Come on.
I think he's a fine actor.
So, Brian, tell us what people think determines the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Well, this is from RT, and the article is called God in the Field. I think that pretty much tells the story. Third of Americans believe divine power decides Super Bowl results.
A third of Americans believe a divine power is up there determining the Super Bowl.
So God likes Baltimore or San Francisco more than Baltimore
and
or San Francisco?
And has nothing more important to do.
He likes Republicans more than he likes Democrats, right?
Well, if that was so, then the Democrats would have won the Republicans would have won the election for president.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Mark, okay?
I mean, is it who ever prays hardest? Because I've always felt this to be the most laughable
portion. It's mysterious, what can you say?
Part of sports is when the players go and cross themselves and like give a kiss to heaven and things like that.
But they still train, right? They still practice and, get out there and...
Right. If God wanted me to win, there would be nothing that could stop. I could take on San Francisco and Baltimore in the same game.
Right.
And God, and they wouldn't be able to win. They wouldn't be able to beat me because I got God on my side, right?
Exactly.
They wouldn't be able to stop me. I'd throw the ball. I'd run down there and catch it.
Mm-hmm. Divine intervention.
I thought that's how it worked. I'm confused.
I think that, the religious and non-religious alike find this laughable.
Apparently it's every 3 in 10 American thinks this.
It's stunning what people think regarding this.
I think if I were a football player who had spent, basically most of my time training for this moment, in case we get to the Super Bowl, I'm going to be a team player, I'm going to lift weights, I'm going to develop my body and my skills, I might feel a little bit, I might want recognition for that work that I put in, right? I don't want to think that it's in the hands of some ephemeral being who may not like me that day and they could just make me lose with the flip of their wrist,
Well, I think that if you were to say that as a sports player, you would look so proud and vain that it would suck away all of your...
Or for wanting to be recognized for the hard work that you put in?
Yes. I think that, this is... To me, what it is false modesty when they do that.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize the...
But if everybody knows it's false, then why continue with it?
They don't, apparently. 10 out of 10 people. I mean, that's a big portion of people that are buying jerseys.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about this. Here's some details in a moment. 855-450 free is our number here at Free Talk Live, or Skype LRN.FM if you're not watching the game. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Sunday Night Edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be here doing a show with you, and we'd love to hear from you tonight. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Find lrn.fm in the Skype contacts directory. Send us a contact request, and we'll get connected with you, and then we can put you on the air. Pretty simple, you know. And it's free, of course, if you're listening in Europe or somewhere else in the world. We've had some callers from Germany and other places that I think are using Skype because definitely it's more affordable, you know, than
sure.
calling on the long-distance phone lines.
It's free to call anywhere in the world as long as you have both people have Skype and you're not using telephone numbers, right?
Yes, that's right. Okay. If you want to call
us, it usually sounds really good.
Yeah, the audio quality is better than a phone line, and I believe as long as you're calling a Skype handle and you're not calling a phone number from Skype, which you can do, but it costs money. It's free.
If you're doing an upload or a download, that's not a good thing, though.
Sure, yeah, you need the bandwidth to be able to have the sound quality. Also want to remind you that you can follow Free Talk Live on Twitter. You can also like us on Facebook if you want to make sure to get notifications from Free Talk Live on Facebook. When you click the like button, make sure to hover over it and click get notifications. That way you'll see whatever we post.
And this is particularly important right now because we're giving away some proflowers.com gift cards for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
They're $50 gift cards, so that's, you know, that's a pretty good gift.
Yeah, not bad.
It's going to be a nice
one. Really get in the good graces of somebody if you wanted to. And by the way, if you want to find easy, quick links to Free Talk Live's Twitter and Facebook pages, all you need to do is visit news.freetalklive.com. They're right there.
Right, and I did my first giveaway on Twitter and Facebook today, and I can tell you, the Twitter, there weren't that many guesses. I expected a lot more guesses on Twitter. I certainly got quite a few on Facebook, but...
So how did, can you describe how you did the giveaway?
Basically, I had people guess a number between 1 and... well, I guess in this case it was like 1,001 and 2,000 or something like that. I just don't want to get confused because I'm giving away 10 gift cards. I don't want to get confused in the way that You can give them away. But so I'm, yeah, on Twitter, I think that there were like five guesses, maybe six guesses. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was the time of day. And, you know, probably our listeners are paying more attention to our Twitter during the show as opposed to off prime. But
we do tend to tweet more during the show. We put the articles that we talk about out there.
Yeah. And there were, you know, dozens of guesses on Facebook. But, you know, if you want to have a better chance of winning, maybe you should do both. So news.freetalklive.com. There's nothing saying you can't guess on both of these. Whenever I have an opportunity to guess, just go guess. I'm going to send these things out next week.
What if a person makes like multiple fake accounts and just keeps guessing numbers?
I would call them bad, bad people.
You must really want those flowers. Really bad.
We have a lab full of crypto anarchists hacking the interwebs that will catch you.
Just keep saying that.
Yeah. They're in an underground bunker in Quantico.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, Mark, thanks a lot. And let's go back to this story. We were talking about how a third of Americans believe that divine intervention is deciding the results of the Super Bowl. And you know, I have to say before we get into this, I've noticed that there does seem to be a connection between religion and sports. I mean, you always hear about these sporting events, usually at a high school, and they'll be praying before this. First, they'll say the national anthem, and then they'll say a prayer.
Right.
Sometimes. Because there are some schools where they don't.
National anthem might as well be a prayer while we're at it.
You know, it has a lot of the trappings.
Yeah.
of a religious.
By the way, a ripoff of a British drinking song from the mid-19th century.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Back in the day, this is how all songs were done. They just took an existing melody and just, you know, stuck new words on it.
Oh, right. That's like how God Save the Queen's been reused by a million countries.
Right. Hail to the Chief.
Something like that, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've just noticed that there does seem to be sort of a connection. Like, there is some superstition, too, involved in sports. You know, like sometimes the team will wear certain colors because they believe that'll influence it in some way. No,
they have a particular pair of socks that they always wear.
So yeah, their lucky jockstrap, whatever.
Superstitious beliefs and religious beliefs are tend to be similar.
Well, they're the same.
Where does the belief come from, right?
Right, and God may be out there, but I doubt very seriously he particularly likes a team. And if so, you would be able to prove this with a study.
I don't think anyone's going to be doing a study on this, except to see what Americans think about it, because you know when you put that result out there, it's pretty striking. You know, a third of Americans believe that God is deciding the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think it's that crazy of a belief, though, because, I mean, this is based on regionalism, right? You know, the 49ers are from San Francisco or whatever, and you generally just go for the team that happens to be closest to you or happens to be in the same state that you're in. And, I mean, God, at least the Abrahamic God, is a very regional guy. You know, if you happen to have a nice walled city that doesn't bother anybody, like the city of Jericho, if you happen to be there, but he wants his people there, well, you're going to get your walls torn down and killed. So, yeah, so I don't, you know, God's a regional guy. I think this makes some sense.
All the Abrahamic religions, I guess you're talking about Judaism. I'm just,
Christianity, too.
But Judaism was evolved probably from the same same religions that whatever those people in Jericho had too. Likely it was the same similar gods. I mean, it wasn't until the 7th century BC that that the God of Abraham actually became a monotheistic God.
The
Israelites had all kinds of other
Tell because the Israelites themselves lost the Torah until like 6th century BCE.
Mm-hmm.
And they found the book of Deuteronomy, but that's the only thing they found was the book of Deuteronomy. So I don't know where the rest of it is.
And they filled in the blanks?
Yeah, I guess. I think Ezra just filled in the blanks. Yeah.
That kind of thing. But anyway, I think that it's interesting. I mean, going through this article here, it says half of Americans would support public expression of faith during sports competitions, compared with only 4% that would disapprove.
Wow.
That means that, by the way,
half actively support prayer during football games. Only 4% would disapprove.
That's right.
So the rest of them are neutral.
Right.
Almost half.
Care. Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, so that does seem to be significantly more religious than the rest of the population.
If God's concerned about the Super Bowl, is he concerned about tennis matches between me and my friend?
Well, he's omnipotent and omnipresent. I can't imagine why he wouldn't be.
So he's actually deciding the outcome of every sports event.
I don't know. I mean, one would have to ask somebody who I believe in God. I don't believe that he or she makes any decisions as far as sports games go. I think that I believe that this is a sort of random happenstance. It has to do with training and luck and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's random. I mean, sure, there's probably some element of luck in there, but I think that your preparation that you put into something is going to influence the outcome. Like, if they didn't train all season, if they just sat there eating Doritos or whatever, they wouldn't win, you know, a team wouldn't win the Super Bowl who did that.
Sure. But the expression any given Sunday speaks to how a team that is 0-7 can actually beat a team that is 6-1.
Right.
It happens, and, you know.
Sure, even unlikely events happen sometimes, but that doesn't mean it's magical, or it's being controlled by some being that we can't sense and can't see.
I wouldn't suggest that. I just think it's interesting that people, you know, that the people would apply that, and why would they think necessarily that God cared about football?
Perhaps it's wishful thinking. I mean, that maybe people want to understand how these things happen because they can't, you know, they don't see an easy explanation for it, so they want to.
Doesn't it justify
ascribe it to God?
All the bad and bad things and horrifying, like genocide that have occurred in history? You know, like, well, it was okay for the white guys to come over here and slaughter the Indians because they were heathens, or for whatever reason, it was okay for the Turks to slaughter the Armenians. Now there's some Muslims killing Christians, whatever kind of bad circumstance that you take a look at, doesn't it say that since God's watching over the Super Bowl and ascribing the outcome there, isn't he ascribing the outcome to other conflicts?
Absolutely. That would follow, right? That's the logic there. If he's deciding the Super Bowl, he must be deciding everything.
Yeah, no, but I think God only cares about America.
There may be some people who say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a great point that you bring up, Mark.
It's the concept that says that Katrina hit New Orleans because the gay people, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it's the same.
Well, it's also logic. The same as, have you ever heard the phrase, everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. right? It's like this vague spiritual kind of phrase. It's not necessarily super religious people who say this, but a lot of people do say it. It's kind of a truism at this point. But, you know, if everything happens for a reason, are you telling me that all these horrible things that have happened in people's lives or in history happened for a reason? Did they deserve it somehow? Something like that?
I kind of think that I think that's an empowering phrase that people that can be used as an empowering phrase for people. And I like anything that can be used as an empowering.
It also can be disempowering. Hey, what do you think? 855-450-FREE. Call us and tell us if you think everything happens for a reason, or Skype us, lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.